Speaking with Bay Area's KTVU News, Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao addressed a range of issues during her interview, including the FBI raid of her house last month that made national news. The embattled mayor said she could not speak on ongoing investigations, but reiterated her earlier statements that she had committed no wrongdoing.
What I can say is I'm cooperating with the FBI 100%, and not just that, I am not the target. More so than that, you know, if I find any information that I can share, I'm going to be 100% transparent with the community.
In addition to the FBI investigation, Tao is currently fighting off a contentious recall effort. The group Oakland United to Recall Sheng Tao, or OUST, says it filed multiple ethics complaints against Oakland Mayor Tao over the past 2 years. Some of these violations include Mayor Tao filing her campaign papers late and coercing city employees to campaign for her during work hours on taxpayer dollars. Tao responded that she had ethics questions of her own about those pushing the recall and pointed out that there's a lawsuit against the people who are trying to recall her.
Because they're refusing to work with law enforcement to really show who is actually donating money for the recall itself. And so we all should be concerned. We should all be concerned when the Public Ethics Commission has subpoenaed for this information, which is what they need to do, is show who's donating and how much they're donating, but they're refusing to cooperate.
She says she believes these people are from Piedmont, San Francisco, or other places outside of Oakland, and that's why they want to hide their identity. Oaklandside reported that Oakland's political watchdog agency filed a lawsuit against the recall campaign. They found the majority of the campaign's financial support came in non-monetary contributions from a nonprofit political advocacy group, Foundational Oakland Unites. Seneca Scott is an organizer of Oakland United to Recall Sheng Tao and a former Oakland mayoral candidate who lost to Tao in 2022. He said Oaklandside's printing of Oakland United's donor list was a form of intimidation.
It didn't work. The recall's on the ballot. We made history, and we did it 7 full weeks early. This is possibly one of the most successful ballot initiatives in the history of California.
Scott claims that the city's Public Ethics Commission and its chief investigator, Simon Russell, has ignored its complaints about Tao's alleged ethics violations. The Wellstone Democratic Club is the largest Democratic club in the East Bay. 2 weeks ago, it issued a response to the campaign for Mayor Tao's recall. It says this campaign is unfair because she is combating issues that predate her. Pamela Drake is the state and local politics coordinator for the Wellstone Democratic Club. She says residents should reconsider the recall because Mayor Tao hasn't been in office long enough to see results.
I think that someone who's only been in office for barely 18 months, we have no idea really how she's going to govern. I think we should really step back and try to build a future instead of just discarding anything if it doesn't work immediately and not realize that the things we were doing before weren't working. So we have to try things a little bit differently.
According to the Wellstone Democratic Club, there has been a 33% decrease in crime since the last year, and nonviolent crimes are down by 20%. The election to recall Mayor Tao will be on the November 5th ballot. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.